Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Wes Porter, Extension Precision Ag and Irrigation Specialist at the University of Georgia. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
So some of the key things that cotton growers need to keep in mind when we start looking at managing irrigation on cotton is that cotton can be one of our most difficult crops to adequately irrigate. We have to make sure we have well-timed irrigation events to complement any rainfall that's out there. Excessive rainfall amounts during particular growth periods or during the season, and then we add extra irrigation on top of those. The plant, due to its perennial nature, actually wants to go into more of a vegetative growth stage. So what we end up seeing at the end of the season is that we will feel like we've adequately irrigated our crop, feel like we've adequately managed it, and then we'll actually have dry land areas or areas with higher water stress or less irrigation applications out yield us in those particular scenarios because that plant put more energy, the vegetative growth. So we've got to figure out where that middle ground is. A really strong suggestion, and a lot of my research is focused around this, is finding a good, sound, and scientific irrigation scheduling method. And that can range from you just doing a really good job of tracking your rainfall events and your irrigation into utilizing some sort of computer or smartphone app or tool like that to help guide you through that process, all the way to using a soil moisture sensor system, right? So all those are valid ways to make sure that we have confidence that when we decide to turn the irrigation system on, it's actually when we need it. So a simple step I think all growers can take to help improve irrigation efficiency on their farm is just tracking the amount of irrigation that they're applying. But if we can use all the tools available to us or all the tools we're comfortable utilizing to help us get closer to that mark, that's where we need to be. That's where we want to be at.